people around the United States and in other countries generally go about their lives in a normal fashion. It might not be some sort of exactly picturesque cookie-cutter existence you see in the movies, but I'd be willing to bet that most of you listening at least have some aspects of that utopian lifestyle. We're not necessarily led to believe that everything is okay all the time. Most people just don't have the knowledge that bad things are happening all around them at any given point of the day. They just don't see it. People believe that when they turn on the news and see a shooting happen somewhere in their city, they might think it's an isolated incident. You might read on some news source that theft is on the rise in a certain department store chain. I'm here to tell you that while you might think that bad doesn't happen often, it's actually the opposite. It happens all the time. But as I said, because you aren't aware of it, most people don't believe it exists. Evil is out there in the world every single day, and if you're not on the inside like police officers or dispatchers, you'll probably go about your lives thinking that everything is just fine. Believe me, sometimes I feel like I wish I was in the dark on some of these things. The episode today, I'll be talking about things you may have heard about. These are incidents that made regional, and now in one case, national news. But even with there being pretty decent news coverage about these, I bet that still, some of you, if not most of you, haven't heard anything about these things. Welcome back to Music City 911. I'm going to start this episode off a little differently than normal. Usually, I get right into a 911 call and then go about it from there. This time, for this incident, there is no 911 call. It was what we would code as a self-initiated stop by police. I'll explain a bit about what happened leading up to this and then get straight into some of the body-worn camera audio. During that, I'll be stopping along the way to update with what's going on. On June 1st of this year, at around 1:50 a.m., Colorado State Patrol was driving on Highway C-470, close by Interstate 70, and noticed a maroon Volvo station wagon driving westbound in an eastbound lane. The trooper quickly maneuvered around and found the car parked on the side of the road and had almost ran into a road sign just before an overpass. Once the trooper pulls up, the driver immediately gets out of the car. The trooper instantly suspects some sort of impairment.
Okay. I'm trying to get back up to Blackhawk, but it's all messed up. I don't know.
Okay. What's all messed up?
The rails are all under construction and whatnot, you know?
Okay. How'd you get on this side of the road?
I actually just flipped around right here. I'm pretty sure you saw me.
I'm just saying, when did you get on this?
I literally just flipped around right here.
Flipped around?
Yeah, I thought I could just come back this way, but apparently not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay, you got your driver's license on you? I'm sorry, I had a wrong way driver. It's going to be the I-70 westbound exit to C-470 eastbound. I'll get you a plate here in just a second.
Yeah. How's that going?
Someone's available, but I think we're okay right now. You got your driver's license?
Yeah. Let's see. Can you get my name?
Yeah.
Because I don't have a license actually on me.
You have an ID on you?
I don't have an ID on me.
Okay.
Just gonna turn around real quick, sir.
What's that?
Can I turn around real quick?
Nope, just hang tight.
I just got a road right here, right?
Yep, I got this lane here. Stay here. Hold on.
Wait up.
Don't get back in the car. Don't get back in the car.
Hey, wait up.
Don't get back in the car.
Wait up, bro.
Don't get back in the car.
Right
no,
here.
You're not flipping it around. Step out of the car. You're not flipping it around. Get out of the car.
Hang on, man.
Yeah, send me cover.
Down,
no, don't get back in the car. Come over here. Come over here.
Where do you want to go?
Sorry. Want you to go right here.
Okay. I think I'll save these cars coming this way.
Have a seat on that for me.
Can I get a cigarette, please?
You can have a cigarette. Have a seat on that.
All right.
Okay. You got anything in your pockets?
No.
Okay, let me check. Don't dig in your pockets for me. Don't dig in your pockets, man.
Come on, man.
Stop.
That's all I have.
Here you go. Put your hands behind
your
back.
Bro, I don't have a cell phone.
Put your hands behind your back for
me.
Dude,
I don't have a cell phone.
I don't care. Put your hands behind your back. I'm just detaining you right now.
No, I'm not.
I'm detaining you right now. Don't fight with me. Don't fight with me.
Can I get a cigarette, please, sir?
No,
I need a cigarette.
You're not listening, bro.
Dude, I need a cigarette.
Stop. Don't fight me.
Dude, I need a cigarette.
Don't fight me.
Don't bring this on, dude.
Don't fight me,
dude. Please don't stop.
Stop.
Dude, stop.
No.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop, dude.
Stop.
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 Stop, dude. I need a cigarette, bro.
No, you stop.
I need a cigarette.
Give me,
calm down.
No.
Calm down, dude.
No.
Stop, dude, I
We're
need
past
a cigarette.
That. We're
dude,
past
stop.
That. We're past
stop.
That. Just try. I'm not putting you in arrest. I'm just detaining you right now. Stop.
I need a cigarette bad, dude.
No. Stop.
Listen, we're going to have a vaporizer, bro. Stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
Please.
Stop.
All right. What do you want
stop
me to do?
Stop reaching in your fucking pockets. That's what I want you to stop doing.
My fucking cell phone, dude. Here.
Okay.
That's what I have.
Okay, don't reach in your pockets. Quit. Stop.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to stop. I want to put you in handcuffs.
I don't want to be in handcuffs, bro.
I don't care.
Dude, I'm not going in handcuffs right now.
I can't trust you right now, man.
Come on, bro.
The driver, who was a decent amount larger than the trooper, initially was at least semi-cooperative, but changed very quickly. When he got a bit squirrely, the trooper decided he wanted to detain the driver so he could further investigate what was going on and try to keep himself safe. When he tried to put the driver into handcuffs, a struggle started up. The driver mentioned he didn't want to go into handcuffs and kept asking for a cigarette, even as he was struggling to get his hands away from the officer. That is one strong nicotine habit. The trooper had called for additional assistance. Depending on how they were set up, this could be a potentially very dangerous situation for the trooper. Normally, state troopers are assigned to highways and interstate systems in more rural areas, usually well away from where other agencies would be patrolling. Troopers try to run in pairs because of this. In Tennessee, generally if you see one trooper, there's another one close by. Luckily for this trooper in Colorado, it seems like the same holds true there. The driver continued to struggle with the trooper and did manage to make it back into the car, where his previous priority was immediately filled. Once he sat down in the car, he immediately lit up a smoke. The video continues with the officer continuing to give commands to the driver.
Stop. What are you doing in your car? Stop. You're gonna get tased.
Dude, stop.
You're gonna get tased.
Dude, stop. I got a cigarette, bro.
Want a taser point? Get out of the car. 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 Quit digging in your pockets, dude. Stop! You're gonna get tased!
Stop, dude!
Stop! 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 Taser, taser! Taser deployed. Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get out of the car!
Get out of the car!
Get out of the car! Now you're gonna get tased again!
Stop!
Get out of the car!
He just took off. He's rammed the sign. It's a red Volvo. He just went down the ramp. He's running across I-70 right now. He just got hit. Shit. He just got hit. Send medics now. 70 eastbound at the 260. He just got hit. He's down there.
Driver's side door still open, the trooper continued trying to get the driver out of the vehicle. When he kept refusing to do so, the trooper warned him he was about to be tased. After continuing to disregard the warnings from the trooper, he finally shot the taser, and it was a good connection. It did its job and made the driver completely stiffen up, and he was unable to move. Tasers usually have a set runtime on them. So if you were to shoot a taser like this, electricity would be shooting through the leads for around 5 seconds continuously. When the electrical surge stopped, the driver regained function of his muscles and ripped at least one of the leads out of his skin and put the car into drive, hitting the gas pedal going forward. He struck the road sign he was in front of, then he put the car into reverse, and then sped through the median grass between the east and westbound lanes down the embankment towards Interstate 70. Unfortunately for the fleeing driver, he reached the bottom of the embankment and found himself driving off an approximately 4-foot-tall concrete retaining wall. This disabled his vehicle. He exited, then proceeded on foot across lanes of traffic, running in complete darkness, where he was struck by a vehicle traveling highway speeds. That loud crashing sound towards the end of the audio was the sound of the impact. The driver, whose name hadn't been released at the time of the release of the video, had extensive and obvious injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. It took several minutes before further backup could arrive in the correct place, and until then, the officers were trying to slow down cars using only their flashlights. For the most part, this didn't work, and traffic continued passing them at seemingly full highway speeds. After other officers arrived, they shut down the eastbound lanes of Interstate 70, and traffic eventually backed up over 4 miles. Being we don't have the name of the driver, I can't look into his criminal history or if he had any outstanding warrants, but it seems that, at least what was seen in the video, all he would have possibly been arrested for was a DUI before he started resisting arrest and evading from police, and eventually getting killed. Way too much for possibly just a DUI. Actress Katherine Heigl, a passionate animal advocate who has saved over 16,000 dogs, says she's been seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. She believes there's a link between canine health and diet. After extensive research, she developed Superfood Complete, a dog food packed with over 30 wholesome ingredients, including superfoods beneficial for your furry friend. Superfood Complete isn't just about deliciousness, though dogs love the taste. It's about supporting overall well-being. In addition to providing a healthy option for your pet, Badlands Ranch, the maker of Superfood Complete, also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which helps rescue countless dogs and find them loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and loving it. Go to badlandsranch.com/MC901 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/MC901 today.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Turner Street, Raleigh.
Did you turn the street?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
I was abducted. I was kidnapped at the Raleigh Mall. And he brought me out here. He said he was going to kill me. And he tried to rape me.
Okay, who is this person?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Just please help me.
Okay, my partner's getting help on the way. I'm going to ask him questions, okay? Where is he right now?
I don't know. He left.
Okay.
I just want to get out of here. I'm scared he's still going to kill me.
Okay. Ma'am, listen to me, okay? I'm getting help. Everybody's coming to you. Okay? How long ago did he take you?
I don't even know what time it is, okay? He took my jewelry, my watch, my pocket, but he took everything.
Okay. Where were you at when he took you?
I was at the Raleigh Crabtree Mall.
Okay. I'm going to stay on the line with you until they get there, okay? And I'm updating them with everything you said.
Can you please call my husband?
Okay. What's your husband's number? All right, did this guy have a weapon?
Yeah, he said he had a gun and he was going to kill me.
You were going to cry there.
Can you call my husband?
Yes, my partner's calling your husband right now. Hang on, let me update her with this information, okay? You stay on the line and don't hang up. Julie.
They have me on hold. Thank you.
Who's with you?
I'm at a construction site. This man let me use his phone.
Okay. So did you escape and run to the construction site?
No, he told me to lay in the car for an hour, and he wouldn't kill me. I don't even know what time it is, but I laid there a long, long time.
What's your husband's name?
Oh, I just sit on this chair. Is that okay?
And what's your name, ma'am? Okay. What's your, you said you're using somebody else's phone?
Yes.
Where's the car that you were laying in?
It's around the corner from this construction site.
Do you remember the color and make of it?
My car.
Oh, it was your car?
It was my car.
Okay. Do you remember anything about him, what he looked like? White, black, Hispanic?
I just don't want to do that right now.
Okay.
He was scared he's going to kill me.
Lots of officers coming to you.
I'm in the back of the house at the construction site.
Okay. So, all right. You said you laid there at least an hour?
No, I don't know how long. A long time. I don't know what time it is now.
Okay. I've got officer getting close to you, okay?
Please call my husband. Please call my husband.
My partner's calling your husband. All right, you let me know when the officers get there. They're going to keep you safe, okay?
Okay. I need for my husband to know where I am.
My partner's on the phone, okay? He's letting him know where you're at. You're going to be with the officers and you're going to be safe, okay?
Did he get him? Did he get a hold of him?
Did you get a hold of him, Charlie? Oh, she's still...
All right. Let me give you another number. What time is it? I can give you another number.
It's 2:52.
Okay. And if that's the wrong number, let me know, because I can't remember it.
Where were you at in the mall parking lot when this happened?
I was in the Belch parking lot. The officer's here, Dale.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk to the officer, okay?
Okay. You want me to hang up?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and hang up.
This is still a very recent case. Not a lot of details have been released about it, but even though this happened in August of this year, quick strides were made. During the call, which was both edited and redacted for privacy reasons by the responding agency, it briefly outlined what happened to the victim. On August 9, 2023, police responded to the 911 call in the 100 block of Turner Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. The victim, who was listed so far only by initials in court documents, had left a vehicle after she'd been kidnapped at the Crabtree Valley Mall a few miles away. She was left at a construction site, and one of the workers allowed her to call 911 on their phone. Details as to exactly what happened are very sparse, but a suspect was arrested just 2 days later. 41-year-old Christopher Joyner was found at Taz's supermarket at 207 Wilmington Street and taken into custody. He was charged with multiple felonies and a single misdemeanor. Those charges are listed as first-degree kidnapping, robbery with a dangerous weapon, attempted first-degree forcible rape, assault by strangulation, larceny of a motor vehicle, and possession of stolen goods or property. Referring to the court documents, on or about August 9, 2023, in Wake County, the defendant named above unlawfully, willfully, and feloniously did steal, take, and carry away 2022 Cadillac SUV of the value of $25,000, the personal property of the victim, without her consent and with the intent to permanently deprive her of its use from her person and presence. The defendant committed this act having in his possession and with the use and threatened use of firearm, deadly weapon, whereby the life of the victim was endangered and threatened. Personally, I believe that the estimate on that Cadillac SUV was pretty low at $25,000, but the charges continued after that. On or about August 9th, 2023 in Wake County, the defendant named above unlawfully, willfully, and feloniously did attempt to engage in vaginal intercourse with the victim by force and against her will. The charges continued past that, outlining again very vague details. The suspect has an extensive criminal history going back to the 90s, including violent offenses like multiple assaults, assault via strangulation, assaulting an officer, and resisting arrest, along with other charges like multiple DWIs. He has spent more than a decade in prison and has gained aliases along the way such as Vicious, Heavy, Redwood, and Master Killer. Trial has yet to begin on this one, as the indictment was returned on just the 13th of last month. If the suspect that's in custody did commit these crimes, I'm hoping he doesn't get out for a long, long time. And finally, one that if you're a member over at the Facebook discussion group, you've seen bits of this, including an absolutely shocking video. But when I posted that, way fewer details were known. More has been learned about this and recently released. Again, playing this out a bit differently than I normally do. In the early hours of August 14th, 2023, at around 5:30 a.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada, two teenagers go on a deadly crime spree that involved numerous thefts of vehicles, hit and run, and even murder. The first call made was after one of those crimes had taken place.
911 emergency, Gilardi Solomon, 7879. Do you need police, fire, or medical?
Police, I suppose.
Okay, what's the address of the emergency?
I'm on Fort Apache. This car just ran me over on my bicycle.
Okay, Fort Apache, what's the cross street?
I'm not sure.
And where is the suspect vehicle?
It took off. He got behind me. I was watching in my rearview mirror on my bicycle.
Okay.
And I'm going, oh, shit. And I got as far to the right, up against the curb as I could.
Okay.
Just blowing on his horn, just kept on blowing.
You didn't know who this person is, do you?
Oh, no. No, not even. It was done on...
How old are you?
I'm 72.
72? Okay.
Yes.
And where is your bicycle now? Are you in the northbound lanes or southbound lanes?
I'm in the northbound lane. I have blinking lights on, everything. He did it on purpose. He smashed.
Okay, what's your injuries?
My knee hurts. I was just hoping maybe the police could make a connection because he could have killed me. The back wheel is just totally folded up, and I was lucky I got knocked off to the side when he hit.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The caller was reporting that he had just been hit by a vehicle while riding his bike. For those of you that have seen the video, this isn't the same victim. This was an incident previous to what you have seen. This caller believed that whoever hit him with the vehicle, they did so intentionally. The caller was unlucky that he was riding his bike when these two juveniles were out on their rampage, but lucky in that he only sustained damage to his knee. He was unable to give a good description of the suspect vehicle due to being thrown to the ground and the vehicle speeding off at a high rate of speed. All that he was able to report was a dark-colored SUV and that it had continued on a northbound direction up Fort Apache Road. Though the cyclist was only barely injured, the front fender liner of the vehicle was located at the scene. Authorities believe it belonged to a 2014 to 2019 Kia Soul. The same minor injuries can't be said for the next call that came in. And this call is a type that we get on certain occasions at dispatch, but they're very infrequent. I've never played one of these on the show before.
911 emergency, Thomas.
The owner of this Apple Watch has taken a hard fall and is not responding to their watch. The emergency location is latitude 36.2782, longitude minus 115.2515 with an estimated search radius of 5 meters. This message will repeat in 5 seconds.
We need police and medical.
The owner of this Apple Watch has taken a bad call and is not responding to their watch. The emergency location is latitude 36.2782, longitude minus 115.2515 with an estimated search radius of 5 meters. This message will repeat in 5 seconds.
I saw the guy flying on his bike. And these two guys kept going.
The owner of this Apple Watch has taken a hard fall and is not responding to their watch. The emergency location is latitude 38.2, longitude 115.515 with an estimated search radius of 5 meters. Message will repeat in 5 seconds.
Send emergency now.
Hello.
He is breathing.
Stop the traffic and come over.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Apple Watch has taken a hard fall and is not responding to their watch. The emergency location is latitude 36.2782, longitude minus 115.515 with an estimated search radius of 5 meters. This message will repeat in 5 seconds.
The feature in some smartwatches to detect falls can absolutely be a good thing. If someone falls and they're unable to communicate or reach a phone, the GPS inside the watch can let help know where to go to. A lot of times, though, someone can drop the watch and it detects a fall, and the person normally wearing it may not even be in the same area where the watch is. Unfortunately, in this case, that wasn't what happened for the owner of the watch. For the second time in less than an hour, the two juveniles who were out on a crime spree decided to again ram a bicyclist with a stolen vehicle. What's more disturbing, they thought it was funny and were having a great time doing it. What's worse than that, they videoed this bit of it. Those that are on the Facebook discussion group with me, this is the video I showed just a few days ago.
All right, go.
Bitch ass nigga! Stop talking shit, bitch!
Fucking on my butt.
Ready?
Yeah. Hit his ass.
Two juveniles, both wearing masks, were on their third stolen car of the day. They would steal a car, wreck it, then go and find another one to steal. While in the car, you could hear on the video, they found a white Toyota Corolla driving close to the corner of North Tenaya Way and Ann Road. The juveniles in the stolen vehicle started following the Corolla very closely, and by the time the Corolla reached the corner of North Tenaya and West Azure Drive, the juvenile struck the Corolla, shouting slurs out the window at the driver. The driver of the Corolla was able to see inside the vehicle and noticed two people occupying it, both with darker complexion skin and both wearing masks. They were in a black Hyundai, either Elantra or Sonata. Just seconds after hitting the Corolla, another cyclist appeared in the bike lane. One of the occupants of the stolen vehicle can be heard saying, "Ready," and the other one saying, Yeah, hit his ass. The sound of the collision can be heard in the audio I just played, and on the video, the cyclist can be seen smashing into the windshield, breaking it, then falling hard onto the pavement, laying there lifelessly. According to the declaration of arrest, he was thrown a total of 96 feet. At around 8 a.m. the same day, citizens called regarding a dark-colored Hyundai that had collided with a pole close to the corner of West Craig Road and North Ranchero Drive. They also noted that two occupants wearing masks were seen fleeing from the vehicle. Officers were dispatched to the area of where the occupants were last seen and started searching. One of the officers saw two people matching the description running north in a desert area. Both attempted to evade officers, but one was taken into custody behind some businesses on North Ranchero Drive. He identified himself as Jesus Ayala. At the time of arrest, Jesus was 17 years old and has since turned 18. While in custody and being interviewed by officers, Jesus said, "You think this juvenile shit is going to do some shit? I'll be out in 30 days, I'll bet you." The officer replied, "You might be out of juvie in 30 days and move to an adult jail because that's how bad it is." Jesus replied, without remorse, "It's just a fucking hit and run. Slap on the wrist." Up until this point, no mention of a hit and run had been made to Jesus by the officers. He volunteered that bit on his own. I'm also guessing that he had no idea of the condition of either cyclist. As noted before, the first one hit was a 72-year-old man who suffered just a knee injury. The second victim was 64-year-old Andy Probst. When responders got to the scene where he was mangled and bleeding from the head. He was transported to University Medical Center to the trauma unit, where despite extensive life-saving measures, he was pronounced deceased. Probst was a retired police chief. He was just out for his daily bike ride trying to stay in shape. Though detailed investigations occurred, the search for the second suspect was coming up short. Nearly 2 weeks after the hit and run, a student at a local high school contacted a school resource officer and showed him a video. It was the video from inside the stolen vehicle that showed the white Toyota Corolla being hit and the cyclist being ran into. After further investigations were performed, 16-year-old Jasmir Keys was taken into custody as the second suspect in the crimes. They ultimately found two additional videos of the morning all this happened on his phone. Both have been arrested and charged with multiple crimes, including hit and run, assault with a deadly weapon, theft of motor vehicles, attempted murder, fleeing from police, and open murder. They're both being held without bail and will likely be tried as adults for their crimes. Due to a Supreme Court ruling from years ago, because both were juveniles at the time of the crimes, the death penalty won't be an option. That's it for this episode. Thank you all again for listening. For all you new or seasoned veteran fans of the show, you can get more Music City 901 by going to patreon.com/musiccity901 for ad-free and bonus content. I plan to upload something new on there very shortly. Continue with the 5-star ratings and reviews, and always feel free to share the show with anyone you think might like to listen. And also, if you haven't done so yet, head over to YouTube and search for Music City 901 and subscribe to my channel. I'm still relatively new there and still learning the ins and outs, but I know the content there will just get better as I go along. Until next time, for Music City 901, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.